Loughborough. Good morning if you've just joined me. Yes, Ion Health, the weekly look at health and issues that are affecting us living here in the UAE. And in the next hour, we have a very interesting discussion to hold between us all. 4001 is the text number, and that's on stem cell storage. Now, parents are becoming more interested in stem cell storage as ensuring their children's future. Stem cells can be the basis for bone marrow transplants and a technique to treat diseases like leukemia. But research has also shown that stem cells can help treat type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's. And speaking with us this morning, gives me pleasure to welcome to the show Medical Director of MedCells, that's Dr. O'Connell. Good morning to you. And I should call you by your Christian name? Eilish.
Eilish, yes.
Eilish.
Morning, Eilish. Suzanne, how are you?
Eilish. Eilish. From the Emerald Isle.
Yes.
I've had a lot of Irish guests this week.
Very good.
Yeah. Celebrating. Yes, exactly. Celebrating St. Patrick's over the weekend. Yeah. So good. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is an interesting area, and for people to understand what stem cell research is and understand, you know, the source, of course, but, you know, the benefits of such research. Because, you know, when you're looking at newborns, when you're looking at the idea of taking cells, you know, it makes people feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So Eilish, start off by explaining what stem cell storage is and what stem cells are.
Yeah, of course. So what stem cells are is that they're simply the most primitive type of cell that we have in our bodies. They've got two main characteristics. One is that they can remain a stem cell for our lifetimes. So what that means is that they're present in small amounts all around our bodies. And their main function in our bodies naturally is to repair and regenerate old and damaged and diseased cells. Because every single cell in our body has a lifespan, a certain lifespan. And once it reaches the end of that lifespan, once it becomes old or diseased, it has to be replaced. And that's the job of the stem cell. It senses when a cell becomes diseased and it goes to that site and it replaces that cell to become that particular cell type.
Now, you've done a lot of work with cancer. You've done amazing work, actually. I was reading about you. And of course, you know, you can sort of feel that idea of cancer cells and you know, in a very layman's basic terms is what I'm thinking. So that's kind of touching on the background that you have. Tell us a little bit more about where you come from and what you've done in the field of medicine.
Yeah, well, I started off my degree, my undergraduate degree, and I studied applied biology and applied biochemistry. So that then brought me into the area of the pharmaceutical industry, where I actually worked in research and development in the pharmaceutical industry. From that, I just decided that I would like to go back into something a little bit more specific. So I started my PhD research in the National University of Ireland in Galway in Ireland. And in that, I focused on the study of leukemic cells, cancer cells. And what I focused on was looking at the differences between cancer cells and normal cells. And what I did was I treated cancer cells with chemotherapeutic drugs and then looked at the differences, what was upregulated, what proteins were changed after chemotherapy versus those that were changed in normal cells. So it was very, very interesting. And I also did work with stem cells and cardiovascular disease. So this was almost like, it's called the discovery stage of research, where we're looking at changes in cells, in stem cells in response to different agents. So it was very much, you know, the discovery stage of research, preclinical trials.
And in the field of medicine, is this something that has just come into the fore, or how long has stem cell research been going on?
Well, the very first stem cell transplant that was ever performed was actually performed in 1968.
Really?
So since that, we've come a long, long way. And when we talk, that was from the bone marrow. So when we talk about cord blood stem cells, the very first transplant that was ever done, it was done in 1988 in Paris, France. And that was in a 6-year-old boy. He was actually suffering from a disorder called Fanconi's anemia. And the transplant was, it came from his sister. So their parents had stored his sister's cord blood stem cells, and those cord blood stem cells were used to treat the Fanconi's anemia of the young boy. And he's still very alive and well today. So since that, I mean, since 1988, there have been over 20,000 transplants that have actually been performed with cord blood stem cells. They've been used to treat over 80 different disorders, malignant disorders of the blood, hematological diseases. So we have come an awful long way, you know, since the very, very early stages of research. There's so much research, so many clinical trials. There's over 3,000 clinical trials right now today investigating the use of adult stem cells in every single type of disease.
Wow.
You know, from hematological disorders to other disorders like type 1 diabetes and cardiovascular disease outside of the blood. So it's a huge area of research, and you know, it has really come on from an experimental entity where it was once considered experimental, and now they've really research is so vigorous right now to because these cells are so powerful. You know, they're so primitive. Every single cell in our body comes from a stem cell, originates from a stem cell. So their use in medicine and in science is still being uncovered and discovered. We're still discovering new things every single day, but you know, we're learning an awful lot more and we're progressing in what we know about them in medicine and for the treatment of different disorders.
Exactly, for the treatment of different disorders, disease, and helping with that. Is there resistance to this? You know, are there concerns at all? Is there anything to be aware of on the negative side when it comes to stem cell research or storage?
Well, one of the biggest misconceptions that are out there is the difference, you know, between embryonic stem cells and adult stem cells. That's one of the biggest misconceptions that people have out there. Now, what embryonic stem cells are is that they are taken from the inner cell mass of the human embryo when it's about 4 to 5 days old after fertilization. So once the cells are taken from the embryo is actually destroyed. Now that's a completely different area to adult stem cells, which is what we're talking about when we talk about cord blood stem cells. There's a lot of ethical issues and moral issues with embryonic. But when we talk about cord blood stem cells, there are no ethical issues or moral issues. They're taken from the umbilical cord, which is what it is that it's the blood that remains inside the cord after the baby is born and after the cord has been cut and clamped. It's a very simple collection procedure. It's not painful whatsoever for the mother or for the baby. So there, you know, the ease of collection is one of the biggest advantages with cord blood stem cells. What simply happens is that the cord is sterilized, and then there's a needle that's inserted into the cord, and the blood flows by gravity into a collection bag. So the mother and baby don't even know that the collection is actually taking place. It's one of the biggest advantages. So there is a little bit of a misconception out there, you know, about when they hear the word stem cell, that they're talking about embryonic, but they're completely different. Adult stem cells are natural. Like I said, they're present in our bodies. You know, they do a job in our bodies every single day. And cord blood stem cells, they are considered to be the freshest and youngest type of a stem cell because they don't have the same developed immune history that the cells in our bodies have. So when we talk about stem cells from different sources, they can be taken from the bone marrow or from the peripheral blood and from the cord blood. But the cells from the cord blood don't have a developed immune history. They haven't fought off any disease yet. So they don't have that memory. So what that
means... And that's why you're doing it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very interesting. Well, we're going to dig deeper into what is this cord blood stem cell research and storage. And you're based here at Dubai Healthcare City.
Yes.
So we know that it's all safe and good and regulated because Dubai Healthcare City, that's what they do.
Exactly.
Everybody practicing there has been regulated and has a license, and it's all official and legal.